Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Before Rachel Maddow was trending last night, two nights ago, everything was The Bachelor. You know, you're just kind of watching social media. You're kind of clicking around the next day. Four of the five top posts were about The Bachelor. They had the finale. It included this dramatic scene.
I do love you. I'm in love with you. I'm glad I don't have to try to not say it. So much about me being here has to do with the past. But when I look at you, all I see is my future.
Oh, that's good. What do you think the chances are that guy wrote that? I think about my past, but when I see you, all I see is my future. And he's kind of crying. And it's very dramatic. You know that they have done now how many different seasons of that show? I think 21. I hate it when I feel like everybody's on to something and I'm missing out. And while I have no intention to watch the show, I asked Chris Rogers to join us here and explain a little bit of it to us. Christopher Rogers is with HollywoodLife.org. He's a senior editor. He's talking to us now about The Bachelor finale. Hi, Christopher. How are you?
Hi, John. I'm doing well. How are you?
Pretty good. You understand sort of my problem here? I don't think I'll ever care about that show, but doggone it, I care about people, and everybody else seems to care about the show.
Yeah, millions and millions of people have watched it for 15 years now. They're 21 seasons in, and even The Bachelorette, which is their spinoff, is going into their 13th season this spring. So it's very, very popular.
You know, when it first broke, though, I think we were all kind of captured by the novelty of it and the finality of it. It's like, hokey smokes, now you got to get married. But then it turns out they never get married. And so then I thought when they started to not be getting married, that they'd say, oh, well, this is not real, and therefore it'll go away. People will go, yeah, but it doesn't matter. Why invest all my time watching a whole season when then they don't get married, even though they're supposed to get married? But the show is still a going thing, isn't it, Chris?
Yeah, I mean, they're not contractually obligated to get married, but obviously that's the hope. The success over the years has not been great, but lately there have been a lot of couples staying together. Sean Lowe, who was The Bachelor a couple seasons ago, he got married. They have a kid now. There are a lot of bachelorettes have gotten married to their pick. The Bachelorette seemed to be more successful in getting married, but obviously people watch season in and season out hoping that the couple does end up getting married. So it's always, you know, a gamble a little bit.
The scenes always seem so contrived to me. That's another problem I have. It just seems so ridiculous. How do I get around that, Chris?
I'm not sure. I think some of it is, you know, manipulated by producers, but I also think that a lot of people go into it, the contestants, with an open mind and an open heart, and they really are looking for love. So I think it's a mix of things. I think, you know, reality shows aren't exactly pure reality these days, but I think it's just entertainment for people who watch the show, whether it's 100% real or not.
I think that's the distinction, though. You said they're looking for love, but it's entertainment. I think it's entertainment. And looking for love is just a catchphrase that they use or know to use and we all want to believe. Are these people really looking for love? I mean, the women are all beautiful. The men are all handsome. The Bachelor is always rich and eminently eligible. And it's hard to believe that the Bachelorette hasn't found a guy yet. It always strikes me as these are people who are looking for attention. They're not looking for love. And once again, that's a roadblock for me, Chris. I can't get on the bus.
I think it depends who the person is. I mean, sometimes, yeah, they follow up with a stint on Dancing with the Stars. They might do a spinoff. Ben and Lauren, Ben Higgins did, I think, two seasons ago. He was The Bachelor. He ended up with his pick, and they did a spinoff together. I don't know. I think if it was totally fake, these couples wouldn't last as long as they have. So okay. I don't know.
Well, you've watched all of the episodes or all of the seasons pretty much?
I've watched at least half of the series. Yeah, I started about 8 years ago watching the show, and I've been hooked since.
I listen to that. That sounded condescending. I don't mean it to be. Trust me, we've all got our guilty pleasures. I've just never understood that this was one for some bodies out there. Can you describe for me a little bit this season? Because I was actually dialing around that night and fell on this last episode of this final, the most recent season. And it seemed like there was a little awkwardness or drama. Like, he seemed all in, but I don't know that she was as all in as he was. Did you get that same feeling?
Yeah, I did get that vibe. After watching, you know, years and years of the show, Nick and his pick Vanessa definitely seemed like there was some awkwardness between them. Their body language was a little off. They didn't seem to have everything in, you know, in sync as far as their future plans. When host Chris Harrison asked them, you know, where they're going to live, because Vanessa's from Canada, Nick's from the States. They seem to say that they were going to end up living together in the States, but even that has been a contentious battle throughout the season, you know, a topic of conversation that's been, you know, sort of awkward for them to deal with. And I don't know, they seem like they have a lot of obstacles and struggles ahead of them, maybe more so than past couples, just because of, you know, where she lives, and she's very family-oriented. She has a huge family in Canada, so her moving away is a big deal to her. And I don't know. I don't know if they're, either one of them is 100% in this. And even, you know, past contestants were tweeting about it that night. Emily Maynard, who was a former bachelorette, she made a comment about how they look like her and you-know-who, and then said, yikes. Now, I don't know if you know this,
no,
but...
No, I don't. Whatever you're about to say, I don't know. What are they talking about?
Okay. All right. So she was Bachelor Brad Womack's pick a couple seasons back, but they obviously didn't last.
Right.
And then she became the Bachelor a few seasons... The Bachelorette, I'm sorry, a few seasons later, and the guy she picked, they didn't last. So she was, you know, 0-for-2. So obviously, whoever she was referring to, it was definitely not a compliment she was giving Nick and Vanessa.
Well, did this guy have a kind of history like that, right? I mean, wasn't...
Yeah, this was his fourth attempt at love. He starred on two different seasons of The Bachelorette. He came up runner-up both seasons.
Oh, okay, that's where he was one of the guys competing for the girl. So he never won the girl, but now, yeah, right. But now he's the Bachelor, and the girls are competing for him, right?
Exactly. So this was sort of his, he felt like his last-ditch effort. And, you know, I think a lot of America was rooting for him because of that. They wanted to see him finally find love.
But it would be ironic then if you can't miss, guy, because you'll be the guy. You just have to pick one of the women. And then he picks one of the women, and then she goes, yeah, not so much. He would be like a loser, loser, loser.
Right, exactly.
I mean, I don't mean loser in a bad way. I mean, just, you know, can't seem to connect with these ladies. And then you keep saying find love. Brenda and I found love. I'm married to a wonderful woman. We've been married for a long time. It seems to be going okay. But we, like, dated for a while and had countless hours in front of each other, hardly ever without a sound guy, How much time, I wonder, do these people spend together, really? You know, from the beginning of the show to the end of the season, I wonder how much time they, like, how can you know if you love this person or want to spend your life with this person when you are only spending limited time with them, and then it's with the whole film crew, you know?
Right, exactly. I mean, that's something even me as a fan wonder sometimes. You know, they're put in this environment for, I think it's somewhere between 8 to 10 weeks, and they only go on a date with Nick once a week, so, you know.
And the dates are ridiculous. So they're in a hot tub, making out for the camera. And
right.
I mean, think about that. This idea that they're looking for love, that's not how you find love. That's how you find a TV career. If, in fact, they did fall in love and have a happy life, that would be rather lucky for them. The chances of that happening, I would seem, would be rather slim, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's why a lot of the couples don't last as long, you know, as long as we'd hope. You know, they only see each other 8 to 10 times throughout the season, you know, but also on top of that, they're put in like such a romantic, exotic setting that it's almost, you know what I mean? And then after the show, you're put into the real world. You're put into your regular, right, you know, hometown. You're doing regular things. There's no one watching you anymore.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. So your dynamic definitely changes. And that's a struggle for the couples going forward after the show.
That's what I thought. There's going to come a moment where one of them sees the other one in the morning without makeup on. And you go, oh, yeah,
yeah,
right. You're a normal person, and I'm not looking so good either. So there's that. All right. Well, you know what I'll do, Chris, is I'll reach out to you again. We can have another conversation like this. I think I might be more interested in what is it now? The Bachelorette. We'll have our first African-American Bachelorette, right?
Yes, definitely. It's our first African-American Bachelorette, going to season 13 of that show, and that should air somewhere in early May, I think.
Okay. No, it's nice to meet you, Chris Rogers. He's a senior editor, and he writes for HollywoodLife.org. HollywoodLife.org. We'll be in touch, Chris.
HollywoodLife.com, actually.
Oh, pardon me. .com at the end, right?
Yes.
You sure about that?
Yes, I'm very sure.
Okay, I'm going to put a comma at the end of that. All right, Chris, we'll visit again.
All right, thanks a lot. Have a good day.
You too. Chris Rogers, 252 WGN.